Huntington, a big city church. Welcome. Come on, give it up for Dan O'Boy. Come on, you can do better than that. Give it up.
Thank you, guys. Brought my own cheering section today. All right, so it's not you, Pastor. All right, guys, I'm going to start with a verse, and then I'm going to do a prayer here. So I'm going to apologize ahead of time about my voice. I got kind of hit with a cold this week, so I didn't drink sand right before I came up here. It's just trying to I'm not putting on airs by, like, making my voice sound deeper or anything. So I'm going to read a verse out of Matthew chapter 6, 25 through 27. It says, "Therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothes? Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Can any one of you, by worrying, and add a single hour to your life?" So I'm going to pray just real quick. Dear Lord, we just invite your spirit to come in to this house tonight, Lord. We pray that lives will be changed through the power of your spirit and your word. And we just pray a blessing over everyone that's here. Your will be done, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. So tonight, you know, I'm just going to be real with you guys. Is that okay? You know, this is a church family, right? We do life together. We can be a little bit vulnerable. We can be honest with each other. So, for, you know, you ever go through, like, in life, you feel like you go through a situation and you're like, man, like, God really taught me a lesson, you know, like, yeah, like, went through that, you know, God, you know, really, really nailed it. Nailed it right on the head. I'm better for it. Pat myself on the back. Only to, like, have God teach you the same lesson, like, a million times, like, over and over, every time you have the opportunity. And it's just like, man, like, when am I going to learn? You know, when am I going to get good at this? And that's how it is with me, with what I'm going to talk about tonight, which is worry and anxiety in our lives. You know, and when I'm thinking about, you know, worry and I'm thinking about anxiety, you know, it's a chronic problem. You know, it's something that everybody deals with. And worry and anxiety, it's powerful, guys. It's a very powerful force. It has the power to turn a great leader into a fretful micromanager who's looking over everybody's shoulder and can't focus on what their true goal is. It can turn a loving husband or father into just an absent-minded grouch. It can turn, or it can stop a young person from chasing after their dreams. And guys, how much more can it stop older people from chasing after your dreams? You know, like, there's more to be worried about, right? Like, as we get older, we have more things that we're concerned about. Guys, you're never too old to chase after your dreams. Don't believe that for a second. It has the power to keep you from being a blessing to those around you, you know. Pastor says all the time about, you know, just buy the coffee of the person behind you in line. I know I'm not the only person who's ever been in that situation. And then, like, I start to, like, kind of, like, get, like, stressed out about it. I'm like, well, what if they think, like, I'm weird, I'm, like, a creep, and, like, you know, and they, like, won't react well to it. So, like, and, then, like, you chicken out and you don't do it because you're all stressed out from it. Worry can keep you from being a blessing to others. And it, most importantly, it has the ability to keep us from sharing the good news of Jesus Christ and his saving power in our lives to those that we come in contact with every day and with those that we're close with every day. And I personally believe that worry is one of the most powerful weapons that Satan can wield against us in our everyday lives. And it's something that some of us just deal with. Some of us just accept as part of our lives. So today I want to talk to you about a couple of things that I've learned about worry. I call them the unofficial principles of worry and stress that I've learned. Not because, like, I'm, like, an expert, but because, like, I get really stressed out easily. So I have a lot of situations that I can, like, pull from and think about on this topic. So first principle that I've noticed in my life, you know, when I'm worried or when I'm stressed out, worry disappears when we focus on something bigger than ourselves. This happens by going to church, praying, and digging into God's word. You know, there's such a blessing, guys, in coming to church and just being able to lift up your hands and just saying, you know, Lord, I need you. God, I need you. Every hour, I need you. You know, when I have something going on in my life that's so much bigger than I can handle, and it's taking a hold of my focus, and it's taking a hold of my heart, and I can just come into church and just lift my hands and just sing to God and reflect on him and how awesome he is, that's a huge blessing. And it will melt away the stress, that fear, that anxiety that you have. Digging into the word of God, it's so important, and there's so many encouraging words. In Matthew 11:28, I'm going to read these words. You know, and if worry is something that you're struggling with tonight, or if you have a situation where you just feel really, you know, anxious about it, I pray that these words will minister to you. In Matthew 11:28-30, it says, "Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." How huge is that? You know, I know when I'm worried, when I'm stressed out, rest is the one thing that I can't get. I know I'm not the only person who lays in bed at night with things running through my head because there's so much on my mind and I can't have rest. And this is a promise in the word of God. Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden. I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. He's saying, guys, all you have to do, open up this book, come to me, read in my word, learn about me. My burden is light. You know, God doesn't want you to feel guilt or stress or anxiety in your life. He wants to lift that off of you. And he's saying, all you have to do is just learn from me. Read it in the book. Psalm 121:1-3, the psalmist says, "I lift my eyes to the mountains. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. He will not let your foot slip. He who watches over you will not let you slumber." You know, and I love that imagery of saying, you know, try to focus on something that's bigger than you. Try and focus on God, who's bigger than you. And the psalmist says, you know, "I lift my eyes to the mountains." You know, just think about the God who's inviting you to learn about him and to lean on him for understanding. He created the mountains. So when you look out over that beautiful landscape, you know, my wife and I, Stacy, we had the chance to go out to the Grand Canyon about a year ago. And you just like walk up to it and you just look out over just this vast landscape. And it's so big and it's so huge, like your mind can't even comprehend what you're looking at. And God created it. And that's just a tiny piece of what God created. And that same God who created the mountains, the Grand Canyon, the oceans, the universe, when you look up at the stars, he's inviting you and I to just rest in him and just to come to him and just read in the Bible, read these verses. I love reading through Psalms when I feel distressed, when I feel anxious. There's just hundreds of Psalms where you can just, you feel the psalmist is going through the same thing that you are. And it's just a conversation with God. Guys, I encourage you so much to look onto someone bigger than yourself. Lean on God when you're feeling anxious, when you're feeling worried. So that's the first one. Now, the second one is something that was kind of like a revelation to me. And something that I kind of have to learn continually in my life. And that is, worry is a byproduct of pride. So think about it for a second, right? What's one of our biggest fears? What stresses us out the most? The fear of failure, the fear of disappointment, right? So I'm going to read a proverb. It's Proverbs 16:18. "Pride goes before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall." So the Bible, right? You know, in the other one, you know, we're talking God saying, you know, come to me, learn from me. This is one of those verses. It's one of the learn from me verses. A haughty spirit before a fall. He's telling you guys, if you build yourself up, if you become prideful, you're going to fall. And so why are we so shocked that when we boast in ourselves and then we can't come through, if we write a check that we can't cash, that, oh, well, why am I so stressed out all the time? You know, like, I mean, I've always been in sales my whole life. And, you know, talk about egos, you know, with sales guys, right? And, like, I've been in meetings where it's like, you know, oh, man, you know, we're real short on the numbers here. You know, Dan, can you come through? And I'm like, look at me. Look at me. You think, what do you need? Double it. Yeah, that's how I'm going to come through. Yeah, I got this. I got this, you know. No, when do you need it by? 2 days? I'll do it in one. Got it in one. You know, and like, I'm building up my own pride, right? And then I go back to my office, and I'm like, I don't know how I'm going to do this. Like, oh, dear God, help me. And, you know, because I built myself up in pride. I didn't have a humble spirit. I didn't have a lowly spirit. I didn't say, I will do the best I can. I'm like, yeah, I got this. And then I'm like, oh, well, now I can't sleep, and I, you know, feel like I can't eat because, you know, like, I told, you know, my whole boss and all, you know, my whole company that I'm going to come through and I can't do it. You know, so guys, don't build yourself up. Don't be prideful. Don't be haughty, because it tells you right in the Bible that comes before a fall. And if you find yourself stressed out about it, it's kind of your own fault. So, you know, I've learned it the hard way several times. And that kind of leans into my next one, which is, I'm worried when I depend on my own strength to accomplish something. You know, in the Bible, it talks about, you know, a man who builds his house on the sand, it will fall, right? And so when I'm out building something in my own strength, I'm worried because I'm trying to control all the factors in life. Like, that's just the type of person that I am. I want to control everything. So when I'm trying to control all the factors in my favor, and trying to control every part of every situation so that it'll work out in my favor, and I'm building something out of my own strength, I typically find I'm not working within God's will in my life. I'm not working in a direct path, in a direct line with God. I'm not working with Him. I'm working for myself to build my own pride, to build my own reputation, to, you know, chase after wealth instead of chasing after God first. So when I depend on myself and things start to slip through the cracks and you feel stress and you feel worry and you feel anxiety, it's to be expected. In Philippians 4:13, it says, I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. But guys, we can do all things through Christ who gives us strength. Well, guess what? Christ doesn't want us building up our own selves and our own spirits and our pride. So in order for us to do all things, we have to be working with Christ in that. And a lot of times we just want to X Christ right out of it and be like, yeah, I can do all things and I'm going to make it happen. But as soon as we start taking Christ out of the situation and putting, you know, Dan where Christ should be, that's when we run into an issue. And that's when, you know, when things do fall apart, I can't lean back on God. I have to lean back on myself. And it's never going to work out that way. So that's the third one. The fourth one, which was awesome because I was thinking about this during Pastor's message on Sunday, and he was just like hitting it really hard. Worry is the direct opposite of faith. And Pastor, you were talking about faith so much, and I'm not going to repeat everything that you said, but according to the dictionary, worry is a state of anxiety or uncertainty over an actual or potential problem. And when I was doing research, they said that 92% of what we worry about isn't actually real. It's everything that's potential. So let's compare that definition of worry from the dictionary to the definition of faith according to Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. Faith is the confidence in what we hope for and the assurance about what we do not see. Faith is saying, in God, I will be fine. Worry is saying, in my own strength, I'm never going to be able to do this. You know, this isn't going to happen. Faith is the direct opposite of that. So, you know, the world or worry or your life, you know, it'll tell you, you can't accomplish this. But faith says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Worry will tell you, you can't afford to accomplish that goal. But faith says that I serve a God who owns the cattle on 1,000 hills. The world will tell you, you won't amount to anything. But faith says that I know the plans that I have laid out for you. Plans for you to prosper and not for you to be harmed. Worry will tell you that you won't have prosperity. But faith says that I can have life, and I want you to have it abundantly. Those are the words in the Bible. Those are the words of faith. Those are the words that you can speak over your lives and over your children's life to say, guys, you don't have to worry about that. You can't control it, and you don't have to try and control it. God is in control, not me and not you. Faith is what can get us through the hard times and the dark nights, because faith is the only thing that we have to lean on to, guys. And the way that we build that faith, the way that we develop that faith, is through digging into God's word and to reading his words that say, I have plans for you, plans for you to live abundantly, plans for you to prosper and not to harm you. So faith is the opposite of worry. And it's the best, I would say, defense against worry, you know, when it comes into your life, to shield against that. And guys, the next one, you know, we've been talking about it all night tonight, and they're beautiful stories that you guys are telling. You know, Polly calling up saying, hey, let's go out, man. Let's just go get a dinner. Let's just hang out. Worry flourishes when we isolate ourselves from other people. And conversely, if you think about it, and I didn't think about that until tonight, we allow worry to flourish in others when we don't reach out to them to be a blessing to them. So if you have, you know, the ability to be a blessing to somebody, do it. You know, like I said in the beginning, worry can keep us from reaching out, from being a blessing. And worry begots more worry, right? Like it creates itself. You know, when we isolate ourselves, it's like we create, like, I call it like a petri dish, which is like a petri dish in chemistry. It's like a little dish, you like put bacteria in it, and it's like the perfect environment for bacteria to grow. And it just grows like crazy. All the germs and everything grow. And then if you, you know, introduce a different, you know, chemical, if you add something into that, it will kill all the bacteria. Fellowship is bacteria to worry and anxiety. Friendship is bacteria to that feeling of, I'm not going to amount to anything. You know, pastor calls up Chris Busniak and says, can I sit on your couch? Can we just have a conversation for a minute? If pastor would have been like, dude, I don't know if I want to go to his house. You know, he might think I'm being weird, and he might, you know, like feel like, you know, he might not, you know, you might not have cleaned up, and if, you know, the house is dirty, you might feel awkward because, you know, pastor showed up. But pastor said, no, I'm going to go after him. I'm going to find him. I'm going to be a blessing to him. And then in the same way, Chris has been a blessing to others. And those are being a blessing to the people around them. So, guys, it starts with us. It starts with you. It starts with you saying, I'm not going to let worry or anxiety to reach out and bless somebody, to reach out and touch somebody's life. Because when we flip it on its head, when we start to eat that bacteria, it creates a chain reaction throughout the rest of our lives. So that way, when Chris turns around and he starts talking to Brian, Brian will turn around, start talking to Ryan. And guys, we can just build each other up. There's such a blessing in being around those who care and love about you. Guys, this is church, man. You know, we get to be real around each other. So many times in church, like, you feel like you got to polish yourself up, right? You know, you feel like you got to, you know, get dressed up, and everything's got to be perfect, and, you know, you can't have a hair out of place or anything like that. But guys, we're a church family, right? And like when I'm with my family, like we cut loose. We're loud, you know. Sometimes you know you're not always looking your best, and that's okay because that's when you start to develop those real relationships, and that's when you can actually reach out and touch somebody and say, "Dude, what's going on? Are you okay? You know, do you want me to pray for you about something?" And guys, you know, we have the strongest connection, the strongest mutual connection with each other. And that's a relationship with God first. You know, people like to hang around people that they're similar with. You know, so if you go out, right, and you can join, you know, the dirt bike, you know, riders association or whatever. I don't know, whatever you're into, right? And then, you know, and then you can, like, build, like, really good friendships because everybody has, you know, dirt bikes in common or I don't know. So, but guys, how much deeper is the connection that we have through Christ? Like, how much deeper is the fact, like, we're all going to heaven? That's pretty awesome. You know, we're all saved by grace. We're all sinners who have come through the fire and on the other side and have felt that blessing from the Lord and can share that with the people around us. So guys, you know, don't isolate yourself if you're in church. You know, get involved. Reach out to somebody. You know, when Ryan says go up to somebody that you haven't talked to, go up to somebody that you haven't talked to. Shake their hand. See how they're doing. And then go back to them the next week. See how they're doing again. Follow up and start to build those relationships. In James 5, verse 16, it says, "Therefore, confess your sins to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous person has great power and it's working." Guys, you know, we get to be around people who are like pillars of the faith. You know, like I think like Pastor Larry, Pastor Marty, you know, the definition of a righteous person and their prayer has great power. And, you know, how much of a blessing? Where else in the world can you get something like that besides being in church and being connected with church and being surrounded by people who are able to do that for you? You know, iron sharpens iron. And when we come together, we can build each other up. When, you know, the world, it seems to pretty much just want to tear you down. And, you know, everything's a competition and it's a zero-sum game. If I get ahead, then you have to lose. That's not how church works, guys. It's all about building each other up, you know, and helping each other and working through life together, you know, and that's what's awesome, you know, about here at the City Church that we do life together. So guys, you know, if you're here, if you are struggling with anxiety, with worry, reach out. Don't isolate yourself. Don't create your life, you know, a petri dish or a bubble where worry, anxiety, stress, and anything that Satan throws at you can just thrive and grow and poison. Reach out and get connected with the people around you. And then my last principle, it's worry is a self-fulfilling prophecy. So by that I mean, you know, in our lives, right? I have the example. If I'm consumed with worry about money in my life, let's just, you know, say this, you know, I just think, I just don't make enough money and I can't think about anything else. I can't focus on anything else because I'm just so stressed out about it, right? So I'm so stressed out over my financial situation that I become anxious and I become more adapt to make poor decisions because people who are stressed out make bad decisions. And so I, you know, tend towards you know, get rich quick schemes or, you know, throw my money after something that, you know, is promised a quick return. Or at work, I'm so distracted that I can't focus. And, you know, then I get, you know, skipped over for raises or skipped over for promotions or looked over for things like that. And then as a result of that initial worry of saying, you know, I don't think I'm going to have enough money, all of a sudden it's true. Like, I actually am running out of money because I've created this problem in my life. So guys, you know, realize that that's something that you could be doing in your life. Don't, you know, don't let Satan shoot that arrow into your heart and don't let that poison start to spread and don't listen to those lies. In Philippians 4, 6 and 7, the English Standard Version, it says, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guide your hearts and minds in Jesus Christ. And guys, you know, that's such a beautiful verse. That's so amazing to think about peace, which surpasses all understanding. And if you haven't experienced it, I can't describe it, but I have experienced it before. To be going through a situation to say, I have no idea. I don't know how I'm going to get through this, but God, I'm going to depend on you. I'm going to reach out to you, and I trust in you, and I believe in you, that you will get me through this. And guys, he does. It's a promise. It's right in the Bible. So guys, I'm going to close in prayer, if that's okay. And guys, I just pray, you know, if worry, if anxiety, if stress is something, you know, that you struggle with, if it's something that, you know, maybe it's not today, but maybe something will come up tomorrow. You know, I'm going to pray that the Lord, that the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds. And guys, if you know somebody who's going through a struggle, you know, several people come to mind in our church, you know, with over the past week with bad accidents, with, you know, family members passing away. Don't let them isolate themselves. Don't let them create that petri dish. Stop it. Don't let worry, don't let a lie to say they don't want you to reach out, or it'll be awkward, or, you know, they won't need you. They're just going to reject you. Don't let that lie stop you from reaching out to that person, because you could be creating a beautiful story that you have no idea, but God does. He sees that, and he sees that future. So I'm just going to pray. Dear Lord, we pray over everyone here now. God, we pray that your peace, which surpasses all understanding, will come down on them, Lord, will soothe them, will give them rest, Lord, that they'll grab onto you, Lord, that they know that your burden is light, Lord, and your yoke is easy. God, we just pray a blessing over them. We pray for an encouragement to those who you're planting in their mind, somebody that they can reach out to right now, Lord. We pray for peace for that person. We pray for encouragement for them, that they'll be able to reach out and be able to be a blessing. And we say in faith, Lord, thank you for that blessing and that beautiful relationship that will come as a result of that obedience. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Come on, wasn't that awesome tonight? My goodness. Man, dude. I want to do something just as we close tonight. Stacy, come on up here. I want you to stand next to your husband. Still sounds funny. I've known Stacy since she was a little girl, to say stand next to your husband. I even married them both. But I want Chris, I want you to come over here. Ryan, I want you to come over here. And if you need prayer tonight, maybe you just want to come down and shake Dan's hand, one of these guys. God used all of these guys tonight, used many of you tonight. But before you go, if you need prayer for anything, you just want to come down, maybe you want to meet him. That's okay. You can do that. And let's just see God do something. What a powerful, powerful, you know, Aaron's been telling me for months, and we've been trying to get him to work out his work schedule. He travels a lot. That he just does a fantastic job when he speaks over for the youth. And so we've been trying to work it out. Thank you. That was amazing. Wasn't that tonight? Just amazing. So I'm going to close in prayer. And then if you need prayer, you just want to come down and shake their hand. And maybe you just want to meet one of these. They're all married, so that option is out there. I don't know why I said that. So, Lord, we give you all the thanks and praise. Thank you for your servant tonight, for the destiny is upon his life and upon his family. And thank you, Lord, for singling him out even at this time and laying your hand upon him, as you've done with so many. Lord, we just give you praise tonight for your kindness to each one of us. I pray for my brothers and my sisters here that you'll lift them up. God, some that are going through some challenges, some that are just stressed out, help them tonight. God, that worry, that not going to get them anywhere. It's like one person said, it's like a rocking chair. You get a lot of movement, but you don't go nowhere. I pray, Lord, that you'll give to each one that has a need that faith tonight to stand strong and to stand with you. Now, blessing I declare over your people, the work that you've called us to in Jesus' name. Amen. You need prayer or anything? Come on down. Let these guys pray over you. Shake their hand. Tell Dan, if you get an opportunity, just how incredible a job he did tonight.